Rampage on the Fox and Today FM. Thanks for listening to us in the studio. We've got psychologist and relationship expert Mr. John Aiken, who you would have seen on Carrie Ann, the Today Show. He's done a bunch of magazine articles, a couple of books as well. He knows what he's talking about. If you've got relationship issues or anything relationship-wise, give us a call on 131060. Love to hear from you. Holly has called in. Hi, Holly.
Hi, guys.
Hi. What's your issue, Holly?
I'm 21. I have just recently broken up with a guy that I'd kind of been off and on with for years. We never actually properly got together. I've never actually had a boyfriend, to say. The last couple of guys I've been seeing before this one went overseas and met someone else. The guy before this dumped me by text message, and then the guy before that also met someone else overseas. So I don't know what the hell I'm doing wrong. All of a sudden, though, I've gotten happier and I'm now starting to get a lot more quality and quantity of guys. I'm just more concerned that I'm going to pick a douchebag again.
Well put. Well,
the old douchebag.
Well, look, Holly, the first thing I'd like to say is that you've done well recognising at such a young age. When I was 21, I was just going from relationship to relationship, getting the wrong thing and sort of not really sitting back and reflecting. So at least at your age, you're starting to think about it.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the fact that you've been out with some guys that haven't worked out, that's not a problem because that is something that we all go through at a young age. The key is to look at the types of guys that you've been going out with and say to yourself, okay, are there any patterns here? And what I'm talking about here is that, you know, are you going out with a certain type of guy that keeps repeating? You know, what sort of guy are you tending to attract into your life?
All kind of variety. The one that I just broke up with, we've left on good terms. He's the only one that I don't hate with a fierce passion. I've been in love with, well, I've had feelings for this guy since I was 15, and he's a lot older than me, and that's why he walked away, and I don't blame him because he did what he thought was right for me. Whether I agree with him or not is not the case, but it's just more, I'm very passionate about what I do. I've got horses, and that's my thing, and I have a lot of trouble finding guys that aren't completely, oh my God, over what I want to do with my life. I know what I am, I know what I want, and I tend to intimidate guys, I think.
Okay, well, look, what I'd do is I'd sit down with your best mate and I would look at these relationships and say, okay, what are some of the warning signs of the guys that I've been out with that haven't worked out? You know, are they smokers? Are they guys that tend to put their mates first? Are they people that...
Hardly enough, neither. I've only been out with one smoker, and most of these guys aren't either of those things, which is frustrating. If it was something like that, I'd be okay.
That's okay, but just with that friend, make sure that you've got an idea of the future in terms of what sort of guy that you do want that's different from these past ones.
Yeah.
Because that's really important to see patterns and to say, okay, this time around, at this young age, I'm going to start looking for guys that are different. And therefore, you're not taking it all on yourself.
Yep.
Hope that helps, Holly.
Can I butt into Holly?
Please do, Charlie.
No, just that sometimes what I've worked out, it also, guys' egos, they're so like, you can just manipulate them in the way that maybe these guys, because you're so confident and you know what you want, they never feel needed by you. So they don't feel like you're going to stick around anyway. So there's nothing that they are bringing to the relationship for you. They almost feel like, she doesn't need me, she doesn't care, I'm just going to go off.
Yeah, I think if anything, I self-sabotage the relationship.
Exactly. If you actually, I know this sounds so bad, but if you were actually a little bit more needy for them, like if you, you know, continually just said, you know what, I'm so glad I've got you for this, like what would I do without you?
Yeah.
If they hear that every so often, you're pampering their ego and they may actually feel like they need to be in this relationship with you, need them, because you sound so strong and so sure of yourself. What do you need a guy for? So they just go off to a girl that actually, oh my God, you're my everything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything compared to John, but that's just what stood out to me.
Well, hey, great advice from John and Charlie. Sadly, Holly, I've got nothing to offer. So I hope John and Charlie helped.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much for your call, Holly. Hi. Olivia's called in as well on 131060. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, you're talking to relationship expert John Aiken.
Oh, excellent. I need some help. I kind of feel like I'm coming up to a crossroads, and it's a little bit of, should I stay or should I go?
Yeah. Mm. Tell us the story.
Well, I've been going out with this guy who is perfect for kind of nearly 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
And he's lovely, and everyone likes him, and he's 6'5", and he's blonde, and he's gorgeous, and he's tan, he's got blue eyes, great job, really intelligent, just like a really, really lovely guy, and everyone says he's perfect for me.
I'm sensing there's a but coming here.
He's boring.
Right.
And I keep having these dreams, like, that I'm going to be sitting on my rocker when I'm 80 years old with him, holding hands, looking back, going, wasn't it supposed to be more?
Dying of boredom?
Like, yeah, and like, I mean, my whole family love him because, you know, he's wealthy, his, you know, parents have 6 beach houses. I'd be really well taken care of.
Are you sure he's boring? Are you really sure? Sorry.
Is this a case of, John, is this a case of can someone be too perfect? Do some people crave a bit of conflict?
Yeah, you need a bad boy on a Harley.
Well, there's no doubt that people do need an equal. They need someone to challenge them. Otherwise, you're going to get that problem of boredom or lack of novelty, or you're just not going to feel like, you know, they're going to challenge you throughout the rest of the relationship. Olivia, sometimes when you get into that sort of situation where you're at a crossroad, you start to kind of sabotage it in a way. Are you doing anything like that at all?
I am a little bit, and I started to think about this guy at work that I really like too, which is, I know it's so bad, and my partner is just so wonderful to me, but, okay, here's an example. We went to the movies the other night, and I said, oh, let's go to the movies. He said, let's go to the movies. And I said, okay, let's go. And he said, what movie do you want to see? And I said, but I always choose, you know, and I said, what do you want to see? And he said, well, anything you want to see. I was like, oh, for God's sake, seriously? Like, are we still at that stage? Like, what, there must be something you want to see.
Yeah, you know, so what you've got there is
he doesn't challenge me, and sexually we're not suited, and but everyone, there's all this pressure, and people are saying, oh, you're perfect, and we're going away on a holiday, so everyone's going, oh, he's going to pop the question, and I'm starting to get really anxious because he's lovely and he's beautiful, but like my mum said to me, oh, he's amazing, and I felt like saying, well, mum, you go out with him, you know, and
that's what I'd say.
You try shaking him.
Good girl.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just he's lovely, and I love him. And I feel guilty because he's perfect, and am I being a dick? What am I doing? Like,
no. I think this is a very common sort of feeling that you can get when you're in a relationship. It's moving forwards, and you're starting to think, "Oh, okay." As we're taking it to another level, is this really what I want to do for the rest of my life here? Now, you know, when you're in a crossroad in a relationship, it's important to check out a number of things to see whether you're all aligned and you're moving forward. And you've already said a couple of the things here that are worrying you. Firstly, your thoughts are starting to move away towards fantasizing about the hot guy at work, I think you were saying. Also, your feelings are of love, but you're not really inspired by him, and you're not sort of looking forward to the future with a great deal of hope. And also, your behaviors are now starting to move you towards kind of some conflict and just getting frustrated with this guy. So what I'm saying to you is there's enough there to start suggesting that you need to think seriously about whether this guy's the one.
Olivia, hopefully that helps. A lot of people calling in on 131060 for some free relationship advice. I keep them coming in. I speak to John. We'll take some more calls in just a couple of minutes. 131060. This is Charlie Delaney and Chris Page.